Welcome to the Distro One Micro Show, Episode 6. It's a trap.
Welcome to the Distro One Micro Show, Episode 6.
Episode 6, the Distro One, the show that takes random topics from pop culture and shoots them with the nerd cannon. This is the latest installment of the Micro Show. Today we are discussing Disney's acquisition of Lucasfilm.
Yeah, this isn't something that I saw coming. And then when I did hear about it, it was the more recent information of them indicating that they're going to start in 2015. They're going to start producing a movie a year.
Yeah.
Prior to that, I really hadn't taken any notice. And apparently the beginnings of this merger happened back in October of 2012.
Yeah, they announced the intent to purchase Lucasfilm back in October. And I think the deal started to really materialize in December of last year. And now we know that Disney, the corporation, has purchased Lucasfilms, LucasArts, Industrial Light and Magic, Skywalker Sound, their merchandising rights for in the ballpark of $4 billion. And with that, and also with Pixar and with the Marvel franchises, Disney's getting to be a pretty powerful.
Yeah, fuckers got it all.
Yeah, they got some pretty major stuff going on here. And like you said, Justin, that it's going to be a new movie starting in 2015. There's going to be new films. I believe it's going to be, what is it, Episode 7?
Well, let's just hope that they're better than the last few.
Yeah, yeah, the prequels, the prequels were a little hit and miss. And I'm just wondering what they're going to do. Are they going to go? You would think Episode 7 would be after Return of the Jedi.
Right. And which is what everyone's been looking forward to anyways. I mean, really. And the thing about the prequels, and this is my personal opinion, I think that George Lucas actually had just too much control. I think my opinion again is that in the first three films that he did, there was a whole team, a much broader team that had a lot more input. And from what I understood during the prequels, everything had to go through Lucas to get approval.
Right.
And in the original series, people were just coming up with new ways to do things and just doing it. So it was a little bit more creative license for the team, so to speak.
Right.
Again, that's my own opinion.
Yeah. And so Episode 7 coming out 2015, and then Disney reporting that, and this is coming from news articles that we've looked over from Yahoo News and Forbes.com and The Hollywood Reporter, that there's going to be a new Star Wars film every year after starting in 2015. So I don't know. I mean,
does that mean they don't know when they're going to stop making them? Or like, I didn't really understand it. I didn't see anything anywhere.
Yeah, they weren't really too specific. I guess it's pretty fairly new news at this point. But like, I would assume it would be, you know, is it a quantity over quality thing? I mean, I would as a Star Wars fan, I would much rather wait a few years between films than have one every year.
I agree with you there. I think that maybe you need to slow things down and really let the creative juices flow, as opposed to cranking out a bunch of watered down versions of it. Although, I mean, there is a lot to pull from out there. I mean, there have been some really well written Star Wars novels,
right,
that have come as follow up that maybe they can use as source material, or who knows? It would be interesting to see what sort of book rights and things they've purchased as well as this to get ideas or to pull from.
Yeah, because I know that they're coming from Episode 7, but I know they're going to be looking into standalone movies. I'm not sure if it's going to be prequels. We've read in one article, I believe it was from Forbes.com, where they're thinking about possibly making a film around maybe a young Boba Fett or a young Han Solo, which, as a Han Solo fan, I would like to see
an origin story.
Not so much an origin story, but I'd like to see how exactly Lando Calrissian lost the Millennium Falcon to Han Solo. Was it a card game? Was it some game of chance? Was it something else? Like, what brought about Lando having to put up the title from the Millennium Falcon and losing it to Han Solo.
Absolutely. And it'd be interesting to see, to find out if Han actually cheated to win.
Yeah, that would be, yeah, that would, yeah, what were the details behind that? And the young Boba Fett, we've seen that, that killed me in the prequels. Man, it's like, I did not want to see one of the most mysterious badass characters of the Star Wars universe reduced to some like Australian snot-nosed punk kid. I really didn't.
And I didn't want to see him with the whole like raising a kid thing. Django Fett. I didn't really want to see Boba Fett humanized that much.
No.
Like I didn't want him to become part of like, oh well, he has this humanity that he was brought up by this other bounty hunter. Like, just let him be like a terrible mystery.
Yeah, and like Django, his unaltered clone, and then it becomes like every stormtrooper is now a clone of Django Fett or Boba Fett or whatever. It's just, I don't know.
If there were clones of Django Fett, who's like this super badass bounty hunter, why the fuck can't they shoot anybody?
Yeah, they can't hit. They can't hit shit. Like, I would rather be like R2-D2 or C-3PO. Like, they're like bulletproof in these movies. Like, they can't hit anything. But yeah, I mean, who knows? So hopefully, I am being cautiously optimistic. I'm hoping for the best, but expecting the worst with these new films. Well, we have to wait and see because it is 2 years away.
I'm just hoping that that Disney doesn't Hasbro these and like they did with Wizards of the Coast and Dungeons and Dragons, and take something that's got a really rich history, that's got a really great amount of depth to it, and dumb it down to its core elements and just make it a hack and slash, watered down sort of thing like they did with that. I'm just hoping that Disney does something good with these.
Yeah.
And that's all hope.
Yeah, that's all we can hope for as Star Wars fans. Well, that's it. That's about our time here. This is the micro show. Let us know what you think about the whole Disney Star Wars Lucasfilm thing at distro1 at randomdistribution.com. You can find us all across social media, Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, all that jazz. And definitely we will hopefully drop us a line. We'll definitely we'll post your results. We'll read them on the next show. And look for the next show coming in soon. And we'll see you next time.
That's our time. This is Justin.
It's Franz. We'll see you.